I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Some parts of the northern high plains have seen temperatures dip into the high teens this past week. Cold temperatures, not good for development of the wheat crop. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says he's been keeping an eye on the crop and that there could be more delays.
Obviously, temperatures like that are not conducive for any crop development, whether it be winter wheat or recently planted spring wheat. We will have to watch as that cold air slips southward through the plains where we're overlapping with winter wheat development that has reached the jointing to headed stage. There is the potential for some burn back of winter wheat across these areas, particularly across the central plains. But this system, being as wet as it is going to be another huge setback for field work across the nation's midsection.
In Colorado, statewide, winter wheat condition was rated 76% good to excellent, compared to 49% rated good to excellent last year. That's from the Mountain Region Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Corn planting started in areas across the state during the warmer and drier weather, and in southwestern counties, soil moisture supplies are continuing to hold steady from the recent precipitation. In the San Luis Valley, field work was slowed by the wind and the rain. Snowpack in Colorado was last checked at 120% of the median snowfall.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.